This is Honesty. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
On your station, 88.9 KETR, this is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings to bring us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got movies to talk about this morning, as always, including Heaven is for Real, Dom Hemingway, and The Railway Man. Now, Alice, I've got a lot of friends who have been wanting to see Heaven is for Real. I'm curious to see what Heaven is for Real is like. You have seen it, I assume. What is Heaven is for Real?
It is based on 8 million book selling story written by Pastor Todd Burpo, who in the movie is played by Greg Kinnear, about his son, Colton Burpo. And by the way, the kid that plays him in the movie, his name is Connor Corum, is just absolutely irresistible. He's I guess the cutest kid in the world, and also the smartest, because he was 5 years old when this was shot, and to learn those lines and to do everything he did is just astonishing. What happened to this family? It's a real family who lived in Nebraska. They had the child was rushed to the emergency room. He had to have surgery, and they did not think he was going to survive, but he did. He made it through the surgery. And then a few weeks later, he started talking about, just matter-of-factly, about the things that he saw when he visited heaven, and the thing, and who was there, and how he described family members who he'd never met, his grandfather, and explained that, you know, he looked at pictures of the grandfather when he was young, and he said that's what he looks like, because in heaven everyone is young. And he talked about sitting on Jesus' lap. And at first, even though his father was a pastor, he was just so taken aback with all this, he didn't know what to do. And finally, he realized that what the son was telling him, that there was no way to prove otherwise, but there was no way that this child could know all the things that he did about these people who had previously died. And so he wrote the book, and now that the actual Todd Burpo is a teenager, and I hear is quite happy with the movie. But it was made by a really fine filmmaker, Randall Wallace, who wrote the screenplay for Braveheart and who directed Secretariat and We Were Soldiers. And in it is Greg Kinnear and Kelly Riley, and one of my very favorite people who I got to meet the other day. I got to meet this cast, some of the cast anyway, is Margot Martindale, who plays this skeptical church member. And she's a lady from Texas, and I've always wanted to meet her. She's an excellent actress. But anyway, I can recommend the movie. It does get a little sentimental at times, but other than that, it's so much better than most of the movies in the faith-based category, because it's so much better made. It's a high-end movie.
Well, this next one we're going to talk about, and I'm very excited to go see that movie. I think I'm going to go see it this weekend, but there's another movie that we need to talk about. It's called Dom Hemingway.
Couldn't be any more opposite. There is a handsome British actor named Jude Law who has been nominated for Oscars, and he plays in this movie a really dangerous-looking guy. He's in prison when we first meet him, and he's talking this shocking rant that he's on, which is full of obscenities, and we find out that he's serving time. He served 12 years, and he's a safecracker and a criminal all his life, but he's serving 12 years for a crime that he did not commit. He's doing it so he can get this great payoff, and the movie is about that. He goes to France to get paid off from Mr. Fontaine, who's played by Demian Bashir. And it's kind of like watching a train wreck with this guy. He's just everything this Dom Hemingway touches is just a mess. And he reconnects with his old buddy Dickie, who's played by Richard Grant, who goes along with him on this trip. And it's just one thing after another. The writer of this, who I also did meet lately, and writer and director Richard Shepard, said he wanted to write a crime movie with no crime in it. And he did that, and it's extremely entertaining, but extremely set for the adult crowd, not kids.
Well, I've seen the art for this movie, and the art for it. It says Jude Law is Dom Hemingway, and you're not. That's what it says. So if that tells you anything about the movie, hopefully those people listening will want to go see that as well. We have one more movie to talk about. It's called The Railway Man.
And this is another true story. World War II POW Eric Lomax wrote this as a memoir quite a while back, and now they've made a film. It's a little reminiscent of The Bridge on the River Kwai, and it also reminds me a lot of the upcoming movie based on the book Unbroken about prisoners of war. But this man was captured in Singapore and held. It's played by Colin Firth, Academy Award winner Colin Firth. And he was forced to, along with thousands of other POWs, to build the Thai-Burma Railway. And decades after the war, he meets this nurse and a woman named Patty, who's played by another Academy Award winner, Nicole Kidman. They fall in love. And they marry, and then she finds out that he has this unbelievably horrible case of what we now call post-traumatic stress disorder. But it's handled in a very interesting way. Eventually, he finds out that the man who tortured him so is still alive, and he goes and meets him. And it's an incredible movie in that. It's incredible because who would believe it, but it is true.
Well, out of these three movies, which one would you go see this weekend?
Oh, I'd go see all three of them. I can't decide. This is a tie and everything. They're all worth seeing.
Well, there you go. Those of you listening, Alice will go see all three of these this weekend. So I guess that means you probably need to go out and see all three of them as well. Heck, I may even go see all of them this weekend. I've got nothing to do, so I might as well go ahead and go see these movies, and they all sound great. Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to 88.9 KETR. More Morning Editions heading your way in just a moment. I'll be right back with your local news on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Daniel Starks.